So on this day in the year 1806.
Oh, yeah, the year. Yeah,
yes.
1806.
A guy named Zebulon Pike, which is such an amazing name.
Zebulon Pike.
He spotted what would become Pike's Peak.
Pike's Peak.
What would be known as Pike's Peak.
Not Zebulon's Peak.
No, Pike's although Peak. I do like the name Zebulon.
Nobody knows how to spell. You don't hear
many Zebulons anymore.
Not enough, no.
Yeah, I like it. So Pike's Peak is one of Colorado's 54 14ers, which are mountains more than 14,000 feet above sea level.
Oh, okay.
The first Europeans to see Pike's Peak were the Spanish in the 1700s. The first American sighting is credited to members of the Pike Expedition led by Zebulon Pike.
The aforementioned Zebulon.
Yes. Yeah. Now, he was a U.S. Army officer, and he led two expeditions under authority of President Thomas Jefferson through the Louisiana Purchase Territory, first in 1805 to the upper northern reaches of the Mississippi River, and then in 1806 to explore the southwest to the fringes of the northern Spanish colonial settlements of New Mexico and Texas.
A lot there. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was on his second expedition that Pike and his team sighted and tried to climb to the summit of the peak, later named after him.
Mm.
Now, when Pike first saw the peak, he grossly underestimated its height and its distance, never having seen mountains the size of the Rockies.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
He told his men they should be able to walk to the peak, climb it, and return before dinner.
Of course.
However,
before dinner.
It was November.
Yeah. Oh.
So they struggled through snow and sub-zero temperatures before finally taking shelter in a cave for the night without even having reached the base of the towering mountain.
They didn't even get to the base?
Yeah.
Oh, Zebulon.
He later pronounced the peak impossible to scale. And he named the mountain Highest Peak.
Well,
not a very creative man. Highest Peak.
His name's Zebulon.
Okay.
You would expect more from Zebulon.
The first European-American to climb the peak came 14 years later in the summer of 1820 when a naturalist named Edwin James climbed it in much more pleasant weather.
Edwin James, pleasant
it wasn't
weather.
Exactly easy, but he did climb it in 2 days.
Yeah.
For a brief time, the peak would be named after James. Ultimately, though, Pike's legacy endured. For a while, it was Pike's Highest Peak. Then just eventually, just Pike's Peak.
Pike's Peak. Gotta keep it short.
Yeah, I like the alliteration also.
Pike's Peak. That's
nice.
Good. Yeah.
So gold was discovered in the area of present-day Denver in 1858, Pike's Peak or Bust became the slogan of the Colorado Gold Rush.
Bumper stickers all over the West.
This was more due to Pike's Peak's visibility, to gold seekers traveling west across the plains than any actual significant gold anywhere near the actual mountain.
Oh, so it was a good landmark.
Yes.
Yeah.
In July of 1893, Catherine Lee Bates wrote the song America the Beautiful after having admired the view from the top of Pike's Peak.
Oh, she went up there, too.
She did.
Zebulon couldn't even make it past to the base.
Right.
And all these people are now going up the mountain.
Well, yes. In better weather.
We'll blame the weather,
All right. It appeared in print on the 4th of July in 1895, and a plaque commemorating the words to the song was placed at the summit.
Oh, okay.
So today there are several ways to ascend the mountain besides hiking up it.
Yeah.
The Manitou and Pike's Peak Railway is the world's highest cog railroad, that operates from Manitou Springs to the summit, and vehicles can also be driven to the summit via the Pike's Peak Highway.
Oh, so there's a road.
That will make it easier.
Yeah.
It is the second most visited mountain in the world behind Mount Fuji.
Oh, Fuji. Sure,
yes.
Yeah.
So just this past summer, a Colorado Springs man set the record for the fastest time to push a peanut up Pike's Peak with his nose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. What Zebulon would think about
this?
To
carry his special cargo hands-free, he strapped a makeshift peanut pushing device to his nose, consisting of a spoon taped to a sleep apnea device.
Did this happen during COVID? This seems like something somebody
would
do.
This was just this last summer.
Oh, so post...
Yes. He did most of the hike at night to escape the heat and also the attention from onlookers, because I'm sure people would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Just exactly what are you doing?
Just exactly what drug are you on?
It took him 7 days, and the previous record was 8 days. And what's more amazing to me is that he was the fourth person to summit the mountain this way. So four people have climbed the mountain pushing a peanut up it with their nose.
That's amazing. Are they all Americans?
I believe so.
Out of 330 million people, it astounds me that four people would do that.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, America has all kinds
of
people.
So basically, you're like climbing on your hands and knees?
Yeah, with a thing
on
your nose.
A sleep apnea mask with a spoon taped to it.
Yeah, for 7 days. It's amazing.
At night.
There's nothing.
That's terrifying. At night? Yeah. How do you not lose that peanut when you're, I mean.
Well, I assume there's a spotlight on your head also.
I'm sure.
Americans can do anything, Sarah.
You know what? You there's can do anything you set your mind to, really. Yeah.
It's no wonder we put people on the moon.
Dream big.
You picked out a record to go along with Pike's Peak, did you?
Yeah, so because it inspired America the Beautiful, I thought we would play Whitney Houston's version of that song.
Wonderful. Sarah will do it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends, 102.7, the great Whitney Houston, the great song, America the Beautiful. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Pike's Peak, and that inspired America the Beautiful.
Sure did.
Yeah.
A heck of a peak. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Pike's Peak is the second most visited mountain in the world.
It's home to the world's highest cog railroad.
And four people have successfully pushed a peanut up Pike's Peak with their nose.
Amazing people.
Do you think you could become the fifth?
Like, I do not.
If you tried it, do you think you could do it?
No, no, not at all. I don't think I could push a peanut all the way down the radio station.
We should try
Not that long.
We should try it.
Will you build a contraption for my nose?
We should see what we could cobble together here at the radio station.
I mean, I have a sizable nose. It's not the smallest nose in the world, but to push a peanut up a hill.
Up a mountain.
Do you have a peanut?
And, what? I mean, no, I don't.
Not to be personal. Do you have a peanut at the radio station?
No, we ate all of our snack mix that had the peanuts in it.
We did get a snack. Okay. You have no
all
more?
All of our snack mix from Niblax. What?
Snacks in the drawer. There's pistachios.
We have pistachios. If you could try with a pistachio.
Let's do it. We'll crack open a pistachio. We'll take it out of the shell because the shell won't roll, obviously, because it's kind of open.
Oh, yeah.
Crack it out of the shell.
We have to. Okay.
I will give it a shot down the hall.
Okay.
You can see how long it takes me.
Okay.
All right, we'll do it. Sorry, it's radio, so nobody gets to see, but we will know.
Yep.
All right. What else? Oh, folks want to learn more about Pike's Peak, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
There it is. Back tomorrow, fresh episode.
Absolutely.
4:10. Thank you, Sarah. On the way, Captain and Tennille will do some America, and at 5 o'clock, the legendary, very legendary, Drive at 5 on Legends 1027.